These are paintings that are observed landscapes.
Curator Gary Garls.
These paintings are made in a studio. They're not an artist working out in the landscape. So their recollections, their memories, their impressions of a landscape that the artist is living and working in. Diebenkorn grew up here in the Bay Area, but left and then came back and embarked on a series of paintings we call the Berkeley paintings. These are paintings, when you live here in the Bay Area, when you know the landscape here, the light, the shifting colors of the hills depending on the seasons, you really see and feel a visceral connection. He worked on these for only about 2 years, and by 1956, had given up abstraction and was painting figurative works. By 1967, I think Diebenkorn felt he had done what he needed to do with figurative painting. He moved to Los Angeles and began a new series of paintings, fully abstracted, which we call the Ocean Park series. And I cannot imagine them except in relationship to the landscape of Southern California. The light and the landscape are very, very different from Northern California. They don't have fog down there. They have what they call marine layer. It just shimmers there in the early morning light. It's much more diaphanous, much calmer. I think of the Ocean Park paintings as probably Diebenkorn's greatest achievement. They're singular work, very grounded in his own experience, now distilled after many years of painting into a mature, sophisticated, subtle way of making fully abstract works.